This week, the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles admitted it ignored thousands of driving violations and hundreds of license suspensions, oversights which could have played a part in the deaths of seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire. They were allegedly hit last month by a Massachusetts driver whose license should have been suspended. But it's not the first time it's happened at the RMV. WBUR's Christine Wilmson dug into a 2008 audit and found many dangerous Massachusetts drivers should have lost their licenses through the years but didn't. Christine is with us now to tell us what she found. Good morning, and what happened?
Well, the audit shows that up to 9,000 drivers should have had their licenses revoked for serious offenses like drunk driving and even vehicular homicide, but that they weren't because there was a lack of procedures over at the RMV.
9,000 drivers. How did that happen? Does the RMV offer explanation?
Well, the RMV in part blames the court system, but it is a twofold problem based on what the audit says. One is that the court was taking too long to get cases over to the RMV, but then the RMV had no way or process to determine when they entered something and how they entered something into their system. The audit also found that revocations and suspensions were delayed up to 3 years, and that's even with dangerous drivers still being on the road. At that point, RMV was aware of the delays and said that they were looking into fixing it, but the fact is that it was cost prohibitive in their eyes.
Cost prohibitive in their eyes. But now we learn that last year the RMV ran into trouble with last year's state audit, too. What were those problems?
That audit revealed that they were having trouble dealing with people that had died, actually. That old computer system found that the RMV had issued 1,900 licenses to drivers after they had died and had not deactivated 4,600 licenses for people who had died before their license expired. The RMV claimed that the auditors had an error in their methodology and that they were wrong in their findings, but the auditor still stands by their facts.
So the RMV says it's now making an effort to fix these problems following that deadly crash in New Hampshire, but how does it regain public trust?
The Massachusetts State Department of Transportation has said that they value and have a high level of integrity as far as building the trust on the roads as well as in their system for licensing, and that they're reviewing this state-to-state sharing data problem that they've had that was very much revealed in the last couple weeks. An official said that last year they modernized their computer system and some of their training. Now, they also will evaluate incoming and outgoing notifications in a different way and even do same-day processing of out-of-state violations. Now, one of the things they'll be working on also will be manually reviewing thousands of notifications. These were the ones that were stored in, I think, 53 bins in a storage room. They'll be manually reviewing those to determine what to do next with those.
Governor Baker has promised a top-to-bottom review. What's that mean?
That means that they're hiring an external auditor. That auditor, apparently in 60 days, will give all of us a preliminary report as well as some recommendations.
WBUR's Christine Wilmson, I guess we'll see what happens from here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great 4th.